The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details. This is Blind Spot, a radio show and podcast brought to you by the Southland branch of the Association of Blind Citizens New Zealand on Radio Southland. And here's your guest host, Hannah Pascoe.
Kia ora and welcome to the May edition of Blind Spot, proudly sponsored by Blind Citizens Southland branch and hosted by myself, Hannah. So welcome to another edition, whether you're listening to us via podcast, the link, or if you're tuning in via the radio. Thanks for listening today. And just a quick note before we get going is a reminder out to everybody that the Blind Citizens National Conference is being held in Invercargill at the Ascot Park Hotel from the 8th of October through till the 10th of October. Always an amazing conference to go to, and always when you're down in Southland, you know you're gonna love it. So yeah, get those registration forms in and look forward to catching up with you all in October. So without further ado, and I'm really honoured to be introducing our guest today. Nau mai, haere mai, Alex, Councillor Alex Crackett.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for coming on air today with us.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here, honestly.
Awesome. Now, I first met you, I think I might have been riding my bike and you came past, I found you were you on council around then?
Yep, I've been on council for coming up 11 years now.
11 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, so what made you get into council?
I think coming back from studying, I arrived back to Invercargill, having grown up here, and the city was just a bit tired, a bit dilapidated and sort of breaking down in places. And I really wanted to build my future here, not only for myself and my family, but specifically for my daughter. So I had a young daughter then when we moved back, and really just wanted to make sure that, get stuck in. I think I'm one of those people where you, if you can see something that needs done, you just get stuck in and do it. So I, just decided to put my hand up and away we went.
Yeah. So what were you studying?
I work in marketing and communications.
Yeah.
So, that's what I came back and that's what I got stuck into.
Yeah. That is awesome. And how old's your daughter now?
She is now 11.
Oh my gosh. Growing.
Yes. Well, sorry, 12 now actually. Gosh, it was hard to keep up sometimes. Yeah.
And what was it like? So what pushed you to run for council and, you know, the learning curves that goes into it? Because it's a huge thing to do.
Yeah, it's massive. It really is.
When you're representing the city in a region.
Yeah, it is a huge thing to do. And it's a really complex, slow-moving beast at times. So I knew that being a younger person, I think I was about 23, 24 at the time, that I was already kind of starting off on the back foot because you're up against these really credible, amazing community leaders.
Yeah.
And in order for me to be credible, I knew that I had to work a lot harder to even sort of compete or to get up there or to get any kind of name recognition. So
yeah.
I just worked really hard. I just turned up to every possible meeting that I could, studied every public document that I could find, and just made sure that if I was successful when I got to the table that I was across as much as I could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since being on council, what's the experience like? And I guess in terms of like working within council and getting to know, you know, the city, because you'd now know a lot of how things work. You'll know a lot of people within the community.
Yeah, I think that's the really rewarding part, is that you end up knowing so many people in the community and what they do and how they're influencing the city in a positive way. So that's a really valuable part of it. Being in council part, I mean, it's a funny beast because, you know, you're really only representative of yourself and your community and hearing, I guess, representative of what you are hearing from the community. So it's really important that you do keep in touch with as much of community as possible so that you have, I guess, the right opinion or the right mindset of what community values, what the community actually values by the time that you get to the table.
Yeah.
Having really in-depth knowledge, I know now, having been in it so long, is really what will set you up for success. So really studying the frameworks, really studying the legislation that you're bound by, making sure that you know all the rules of the game when it comes to sitting around the table and all of that kind of stuff. It's really boring stuff. It can be really boring stuff. But if you know it really well, you know then how to influence the system to get the community outcomes that people are looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I see, because what I've noticed in the last couple of years changing is there's a lot more council, social media, and a lot more councillors, you know, doing more to be in touch with the communities and being right across it. Because I guess I see a lot more communication from council. So, you know, as a community member, you know, sort of more about what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's been a really important thing is that we are, I guess, the community's attention has shifted. So rather than it being reliant on traditional medias, a lot of that attention has shifted to that social forum. So making sure that we are going to the people where the people are is really important rather than just expecting the community to come to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's an interesting shift because, you know, me just as a regular person, I'd never go find council staff. And, you know, when you don't understand politics and processes of, you know, when you want to put in submissions and stuff like that, that seems to have changed as well and how to do things.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, it's more every day.
Yeah, so that official system, and I think there's been a lot of recognition about around this around the country, is that, you know, it can be really intimidating for somebody to come into council chambers and you've got this forum of 12 to 13 people sitting around you in a big circle, and that it almost feels like there's a power imbalance when really we are your community representatives. So what we've done is try to shift away from that intimidating formal process and more towards like actually having those real conversations on the ground that matters. So there's been a lot more engagement events, a lot more social media. The social media commentary actually forms part of our consultation reports and stuff now as part of that feedback, whereas when I first got on council that would have been completely unheard of. So yeah, it's actually opened the doorway a lot for us to hear more substantive feedback of what people really feel.
Yeah. And council, do you have a specific role or job that you take care of?
Yep, quite a few. So I'm currently in our leadership structure the chair of infrastructure and growth. So it's the first time that Invercargill has ever had a growth portfolio.
And what is infrastructure and growth, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah. fair enough question. So infrastructure for us used to include waters, but okay, we've been through a three waters reform, so that's separate now.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, roading, property, all of that real infrastructure, physical type assets. And growth, the growth component is about, well, how do we facilitate and enable economic development in the city to be able to provide futures and jobs and security and all of that livability stuff for the city.
Yeah.
So that's one of the roles. And the other couple that I'm really passionate about as well is that I'm chair of the Young Elected Members Network right across the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's comprised of over 120, I think we're at now, members right across the nation.
That's quite cool because that brings through another generation, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And helps to mentor that next generation.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so exciting. I love that, Mahi.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a cool one. And that must just keep, those are the roles that you do?
Yep. Yeah. And also, so as part of the Young Elected Members Chair, I sit on our National Council for Local Government New Zealand. So that's the membership body of the majority of councils across the nation. And what that does is that influences policy coming out of central government.
Which actually makes sense because nationally I did wonder how it works too. Yeah.
Well, we, I guess, are beholden to central government and across a lot of legislation. So when they're forming new positions or new statements or new policy, it's really important that local government has the opportunity to advocate and influence with central government. Otherwise, you know, we're the ones that are doing the mahi on the ground and we know what will work and what won't. Yeah. And so sometimes some of the the things or some of the rules that come out of central government might not be quite as applicable in a local setting. So having that ability to influence is really, really important.
Yeah. So you'd kind of have to find a balance between national and what works for the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting. Cool. And so my other major question is, I guess in terms of disability, because I'm aware that down here there's there's a disability. You might be able to help me with the wording here, Alex. Because I know that there's some kind of council in relation to disability. Do you know much about that?
Yeah, I think it's a disability support network.
I think so.
So council consults with that group, of course. But I really think that there's been some cool, successful engagement recently where we've gone cast the net a lot wider and got a lot more of the sectors of the disability community in for conversations that influence I guess access specifically. So a good example of that was around the total mobility changes and bits and pieces like that, where that has a direct influence on how people move around the city. So rather than dealing, it's really good to have these smaller committees that can provide expert knowledge and things that councillors might not necessarily experience themselves on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But I think it's still completely integral to go out a lot wider.
Yeah, because I know for a lot of members down here, we're always talking about light indicators and road crossings and buses from a blindness perspective.
Completely. And that's something that I hear really frequently, having the infrastructure portfolio.
Yeah.
So working with the community to actually understand what they need is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And I guess for the fun things, Alex, what's the best part about being on council?
I think it's the best part of is being able to see the fruits of your labour and have community members come up to you and go, actually, because you got this installed at that lights intersection, my daughter or my kids or whoever is now able to get to school easier, and it's a lot safer for them. And it's the tangible things that make a complete benefit to people's, or a complete change to people's life, that's just really rewarding.
Yeah.
And for me, like, accessibility and that, and I guess the disability community will feel this very really gosh, I've stumbled on that one, sorry. Is that, it's not necessarily all about infrastructure as well. And I know you said that we talk a lot about lights and we talk a lot about crossings and stuff like that, but it's actually
accessibility to information too. Because we're always one of those things too. And how do we vote? And that's in a way that we can do it ourselves. Yep. There's been that talk for a long, long time about how to, read people that are standing for council. How do we independently read that stuff, and how do we make the vote without having to get someone cited to do it for us? That's, those are the one of the huge things that, have been around for years.
That
I don't think it's still 100% there yet, but I know it's still a work in progress.
It really is about that communication and working with actually how do we make this accessible for everyone?
Yeah.
Rather than just sighted people, it's really integral. And also how to access council systems.
Yes.
Like, there's so much information out there that people would probably want to have their say on, but how do we get the information to them so in a way that they can participate with?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so I think that's a cool one, and a good goal to continue to work towards. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Oh, but thank you so much, Alex, for coming on air today. Is there anything final that we haven't covered that you'd like to share before we close off?
No, not really. Just that if anyone has any issues or anything that they would like to communicate with council about, I think we are your community representatives. So rather than having to go through a cumbersome system, just reach out to us, because we're always happy to talk.
Oh, thank you so much. and to everyone else out there, I hope you all have a lovely, amazing winter, and take care. And Carolyn will be in the June edition. So ka kite.
This has been Blind Spot with guest host Hannah Pascoe. The show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and via the accessmedia.nz app, free from Google Play and in the Apple Store. Remember to select Radio Southland as your station, and then shows are listed alphabetically. Blind Spot is supported by the Southland branch of the Association of Blind Citizens New Zealand and is produced by Radio Southland. The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.